St. Lucie Civic Center, September 13th. Doors open at 2 p.m. Registration is required, limited seating. Call 772-398-6949 or email womenofvalorandvalue@aol.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When God gives us a revelation, it's something in His heart. In other words, He's wanting us to get involved with what He wants. The revelation is His heart. That's what's in the heart of God, and He wants us to get involved. If we, the messengers, don't get involved with the message, we will not see a manifestation. There'll be no manifestation in the earth realm. Now, we must respond, and we must become God's mouthpiece. You know, I won't say that I'm hasty, but when I catch a revelation like, behold, the former things are passed away, I don't let that get by me. I'm not, you know, just trying to be dramatic or, you know, trying to muster something up. But no, when I catch it, I say, okay, I got it, Lord. And you know what? When you catch it, God starts talking to you on that level. It starts opening up. Amen. But if you don't catch it, if you just, oh, well, you know, you read that verse before. No, you got to understand. When God spoke that to me in Jamaica, I was up early, real early one morning, about 2 a.m. I was up, I was studying. I've sensed that just the desire to, you know, to read and to study for that service that morning. God spoke to me. He spoke. He said, behold, former things are passing away. Caught it. I ran right to it and I started studying. Then he told me, this is the end of a quarter. I said, oh boy, it's on now. He said, every quarter, I'm going to do something new. Things are going to intensify. Expect new things each quarter. I wasn't thinking about quarters. I don't even think about a year in quarters. But God spoke. Do you understand what I mean? There's something. And so we are His mouthpiece. When you catch it from God, you have to mouth it. Are you hearing? You hear, you believe, you speak it. When you speak it, you release it. Do you understand? Seasons begin. Things start because you release it. I'm not saying that we muster up and just hope on some stuff. I'm talking about we catch something coming from God. We believe that. See, that's where you must exercise your faith. You must believe that it's not just you. Just you trying to, you know, you're just bored and you're trying to, you understand? You have to discern when it's God. He's talking, I'm telling you, and you know, His sheep should know His voice. But listen, there are a lot of voices that disguise Himself. And you know, if we get too busy with a lot of stuff, it'll be hard to hear His voice. You'll catch something, but you won't catch it. You'll see something whiz by you, but you won't see it. But when you take time and position your spirit properly before work, or, you know, you keep yourself in a certain place at work, it's easy for God to download to you, to download. See, God, understand something. When God gives you revelation, that's a deep aspect of His heart. That's what He wants. That's His desire. It's not just some, you know, nice message or something. That's God's heart. He's revealing Himself to you, what He's longing for. Amen. So we receive that. We act it out. We believe it. And if we do not do that, then the enemy will kill the move. Therein lies the warfare. So you and I must be sensitized. You know, He said, surely the Lord will do nothing, but He revealeth it unto His servants, the prophets. All right? Okay. When we respond, we become God's mouthpiece, and as we become His mouthpiece, we become the Word. I would say the Bible, but Bible just means books. We become the Word. You understand? When we start speaking this out, as we start speaking this out, do you realize that you carry the move? The more you are tuned with the movements of God, wherever you go, you leave a footprint. Wherever you go, you open something. Wherever you go, you leave a fragrance. Wherever you go, you've confronted darkness. Wherever you go, you are a world changer. Now, it might not be people, you know, crowds of people following you and all of that saying Hosanna, but you've left something. Maybe God hadn't shown you, but you've left something somewhere. Amen. But you have to catch what God is saying, not be afraid to say it out. You understand what I mean? You know when something's off, somebody just saying something, versus when something is right in tune with the Spirit of God, and God is indeed doing a new thing. And watch, there'll be many manifestations. Amen. He will honor his word. But when we speak it out, when we start speaking the word, listen, it's a two-way street. Your tongue is a pen. Psalm 45:1, our tongue is a pen. It writes all over the place. You know, your tongue writes on relationships. Your tongue writes on in environments, you know. But it also writes on the tablets of your heart. Amen. If you're saying the wrong things, you are etching and engraving that on your heart. And eventually, it's going to become a habit. And you'll be saying things that are wrong. But if you keep the word, if you remain God's mouthpiece and speak out boldly what you caught as a revelation from God for your life and over your life, and speak it out with boldness until you become that. See, the word was with God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Then down by verse 14, and the word became flesh. It was a process. A child is born, a son is given. And so what is the process? We must become God's mouthpiece. Tell somebody again, God is speaking to you. Come on. And it's not always audible voices. It's not always words. Sometimes it's unctions. Listen, we're going to be a sensitive people that are very sensitive to the movements of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We walk by faith. Amen. To many, it's kind of a dangerous place in a sense to them, because, you know, wanting something concrete. You know what I mean? There are people that want facts. That's okay. God can deal with you too. But being a person of the Spirit, there's something in you that has to supersede. And while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Things that are seen are temporary. Things that are not seen are eternal. How many right now, you can close. You don't even have to close your eyes, but you can see things that are not seen. You understand me? As a person of the Spirit, there are things you see in your life and pertaining to your life. Some of it right now. Some of you are holding it just in hope, rather than in faith. You understand me? See, how you get it from hope to faith by start talking about it, start speaking it out. Don't be afraid of disappointment and discouragement, and it might not work. Get rid of all that. See, first you have to believe it. You got to hear it, and you got to believe it. And listen, it's always God-sized. Tell somebody again, God's talking to you. I'm telling you, he's speaking to us. He's speaking to us in dreams. He's speaking to us in revelation. He's speaking, nature's speaking to us. There's a lot of stuff that's calling our name. Amen. And we have to be sensitive to it. God will show you many things, many lessons. He's speaking, amen, to his church. First, we must have ears to hear. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit saith to the church, because he's talking to us. And I declare to you again, this quarter is another quarter. It's not like last quarter. It won't be like the next quarter. It's going to be unique. It's going to be special. Amen. But you have to continue to hear. Continue to hear what God is saying to you, to his church. Very unique. It's different. He also told me that the seeds that have already been sown, you know, winter time comes, maybe not here, everything, you know, trees lose their leaves here, but you know, in the north, everything's buried under snow, but the seed is still there. God said, just like springtime is here, it's another season here too in the spirit. And it had nothing to do with necessarily with springtime, but he said the seed in the spirit that's been sown is going to start budding now. Come on, all that seed that you've sown that you didn't see no fruit from as yet, get ready to see fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Amen. Tell somebody we're going to become the word. Now, when the word begins to break out in your spirit, you must become the message. I'm going to challenge some of you here. In Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, and verse number 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Okay, so verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Okay, the word of faith. Remember, just recently we did a couple of messages on the spirit of faith. The word of faith, when it comes to you, when you capture revelation from God and the word of faith comes to you, it's going to be in your heart and in your mouth. Okay, those two have to work together, but it's going to be in your heart and it's going to be in your mouth. Inside your heart and in your mouth. Say that with me. Inside my heart and coming out of my mouth. Now, the first thing, it has to be in your heart, not just in your mouth. Okay? See, it's got to be mixed with faith. It's got to be faith, not just hope. Come on, that's why many times revelation is missed because people are so cautious. And I don't mean throw caution to the wind, you know, spiritual sense. But I mean, sometimes people are afraid to go to the edge. And see, sometimes that's where God's waiting to speak to you, where you don't really have a plan B. You don't have a whole bunch of options. You know, God gets you there where you're listening for His word. How many know? You know, when sometimes when you're in deep water, you know, when you're way out there in deep water. How many been out? You know, on cruises way out there where all you see is deep blue. That deep water where, you know, there's no plan B or C, there's nothing to lean on. There's where, you know, you're more apt to hear God because you're listening now.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 21 of The Faith Crisis, God's Mouthpiece. In Amos 3 and 7, the word of God declares, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The more attuned you are with God, wherever you go, you become a mouthpiece. The tongue writes on your heart, therefore you must speak boldly until you become the word. Listen, God is speaking to you in dreams, unction, and revelation. Don't just hold things in. Move from hope to faith. Spend quality time with God until there is a manifestation.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.